87 degrees and sunny outside here in Nashville. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Nashville now has more early voting locations. Starting tomorrow, all 15 will be open for the state and federal contests. Those include the partisan primaries for governor, Congress, and the State House. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports at least half of voters tend to choose the early voting option.
Davidson County's new elections administrator, John Richardson, knows that convenience matters to a lot of voters, but they don't all live close to a poll.
I wanted to do a deeper dive into where voters live and where they vote early, because I wanted to make data-driven decisions.
The numbers prompted expanded early voting sites, most noticeably at the Skerritt Bennett Center near Vanderbilt.
We looked at the Midtown. It was like bright red, like long overdue.
Metro also had to replace the Green Hills Library because it's going through renovations. That is typically the number one most popular early voting site. Now, folks can go to the Community Foundation. Finally, in South Nashville, the Election Commission's new office will take voters. That's on Murfreesboro Pike near the airport's cell phone lot. During early voting, you can go to any location, but on Election Day, you'll have to go to your assigned polling place. Tony Gonzalez, WPLN News.
Early voting runs for 2 weeks. You can find more resources at our website, WPLN.org. In voter registration mailers sent to Tennesseans, the state touts its election integrity, saying it's ranked number one in the country. News Channel 5 reports that ranking came from the Heritage Foundation, which was the conservative policy group behind Project 2025. Tennessee Election Administrator Mark Goins tells the station that the ranking is not political, but based on things like Tennessee's voter ID law, requirements for who can vote by mail, and regular purging of voter rolls. In the rankings, Tennessee tied for the top spot with Arkansas. California and Hawaii ranked in the bottom for election integrity. That said, election fraud is extremely rare. Even in data cited by the Heritage Foundation going back decades, the organization found fewer than 100 total cases of voter fraud in those two states. A chance of storms tonight and then cloudy skies. We expect lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, another chance of storms. We expect a high around 90 degrees.